As we are speaking right now, yesterday the government did release 200 million kwacha to clear the debt that we have with some of the medical doctors. With regards to the issues of recruitment, government has been very categorical that recruitment of doctors can only be done when we have the 2021-2022 national budget. The recruitment of health practitioners or recruitment of government public service workers cannot be done at gunpoint. It must be a well-planned activity because government still has the responsibility to look at how much we are spending as a treasury and also to look at do we have the space to place these doctors. They must be put on payroll, must be deployed. Where are they going to be? Places where we can take them? Do we have hospitals for them? Government has made most of these demands and it makes no any sense. And I think there's one clear point that you need to take before you chip in is that the Labor and Industrial Relations Act of Zambia does not allow essential workers such as doctors and nurses to go on ghost law. And they can be prosecuted and if found guilty, they can be jailed for a period of 6 months.
Antonio, that's exactly what I wanted to ask you. So is it the view of your government that these doctors have no right or legal basis to strike?
First of all, they don't have any legal reason to go on strike because they are essential workers. And according to the Labor and Industrial Relations Act of Zambia, essential workers are not allowed to disrupt public service because they are there to save the people of Zambia. We have innocent children and innocent mothers that are dying in hospitals right now because these doctors have opted to be protesting instead of being at office. We have lost 1,200 plus people to COVID. We have over 95,000 people that have been affected with COVID-19 since the pandemic hit Zambia last year. And the numbers continue to go up. Zambia is now amongst the six countries in Africa that has got one of the highest rates of the COVID-19 infection. So at this moment, we are facing a very serious health challenge, and we don't expect that our doctors will take that route.
As you said, the government has met some of the demands. So what do you do if the doctors continue their strike? Because there's an article in the Lusaka Times that said that the Public Service Management Division is considering firing this Dr. Sampa, who is the president of the Doctors Association. Would you fire the doctors if they continue their strike?
Well, there are rules to which these doctors are not exempt from. Number one, they have no legal mandate to go on strike. Number two, they have no legal mandate to be negotiating for salaries, negotiating for conditions of service. And number three, when they desert work for 10 days, they will be treated as deserters and they must automatically be fired. So if they don't want to go back and work, if they don't want to rescind that illegal ghost law, there will be consequences in accordance with the laws of the country. We don't see any reason why, after government has made all the commitments and government has continued to release money and government has continued to liquidate their arrears and government has gone ahead to give them a timetable which has been published, agreed upon between the doctors and the government, they have continued to defy those agreements. So if they desert work for 10 days, they face automatic dismissal. If government decides to invoke the Labor and Industrial Relations Act, then they will be prosecuted.
Antonio, it's always very nice to talk with you, and thank you.
Thank you so much.